This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yam on Campus FM.
Good afternoon.
And as I promised you last time, Dr. Lydia will take us through the female cycle day by day, all 28 days. So, all you men out there, if you want to know why your partner is behaving strangely, now you will have the right explanation. Dr. Lydia, how much are we governed by our hormones?
I would love to make a short discourse about what is happening in the hormonal life of a woman. What makes a woman beautiful and light and allowed her to keep young? What makes a woman to be a mother? What makes a woman to be the inspirer? All these qualities on a physiological level are influenced by hormones. And the levels of these hormones creating our behavior and our state of mind even. The hormone background of a man
does not have
such instability. That's why men are very stable and they do not like sometimes our behavior because we are very changeable, very light for them.
So they sometimes feel lost.
And what makes us like that, to be impulsive, to be unstable? This is the hormones. So what is happening with the even very polite and very kind woman? Also the hormones. At least 2-3 days a month, if woman menstruating, she is under the influences of the hormones, what makes her to be sometimes unpredictably angry, overreactive, oversensitive, too much crying or too much emotional.
So what can you tell us about a woman's menstrual cycle?
The first day of a menstrual cycle, we count the day of bleeding.
On this day,
the level of progesterone and estrogen is beginning to decrease. On the level of these hormones, the endometrium of our womb is...
So the endometrium is the lining of our womb, no?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So
the womb is rejecting the lining.
On the first day, the level of progesterone and estrogen is low.
And during that,
the womb
is rejecting the lining,
the old endometrium, and changing it for new cells.
The pain hormone, prostaglandin, is increasing.
And this is why we start to be oversensitive and we're experiencing pain. On the second day, we have a low level of estrogen. So our hair is undone, the women say. My mind is confused as well as my hair. So no brush can help us, no gels. If we're going to the hairdresser, we will be very unsatisfied.
Better not to cut your hair on the second day of your cycle.
Do not go to the dentist because you will be oversensitive. Do not plan any operations, big or small. And do not even do the manicure, because your nails also will be not in a good condition.
On the second day?
On the second day. On the third day, we need to take care about our hygiene. And better to avoid intercourse, because in this moment, a woman is very open for the infection. On the fourth day, women begin to feel better mood. They feel more energized, a level of strength growing. But physically, we are still not very strong. And avoid any physical overdoing, like do not clean the house, do not go for the big shopping, because these days are still low. And if you will do it, you will be overtired and over-frustrated. So you will create a mood in your family, not in a satisfied way. On the fifth day, a woman is losing about 100 milliliters of blood every month. So the bleeding is decreasing. I forget to mention many women using the painkillers and some women using aspirin. The aspirin is improving the bleeding, so please avoid aspirin during your period.
Because it makes the blood thinner. It's very important to include in your diet food rich in iron.
If it is a plant-oriented vegetable diet, you can use the walnut, you can use the spinach, you can use apples, dry apricots. The food which is rich with vitamin C, citrus, and very good to use berries and leafy green smoothies. Again, Margaret, we are talking about how to keep the endocrine system in a good condition. On the sixth day...
You're reminding me of a song here, of a Christmas song.
On the sixth day of the cycle, it is easier to reduce your weight.
Why? Because it's a day of active metabolism.
So when our menstrual cycle stops, are we free from those hormonal influences?
On the seventh day, the follicle in our ovaries is producing more and more estrogen, and the level of testosterone begin to grow. So women begin to be more active, more concentrated. Her driving is easier, her conversation is more logical, more analytical. It is easy study, it's a good day to have exams or whatever. If I want to note, if a female student have an exam on this period time, the success can be quite shaken, just because this hormone imbalance will affect her mind. With the production of estrogen and testosterone, women are not sleepy anymore, not very quiet. So she is active, as I said before, and she is better organized.
Okay, so she's back to normal.
Back to normal.
So before we can, you know, whatever happens during that cycle, we can all blame it on the cycle.
Yes. Of course, it's connected also to self-discipline, to self-attitude, to the character, etc. So it's there. But if a woman very much influenced by her hormones, she doesn't know how to meditate, she doesn't know how to correct her food. So she is very much influenced. She can be very witchy.
It's true. It means that you are not taking care of yourself.
It means the hormone imbalance is there.
Okay.
On the eighth day,
it is very good for the beauty plan. So you can go to beautician, and our skin, our hair, our nails are more sensitive to receive the treatment.
Okay.
It's a good day for depilation. I will not suggest for women to go for depilation from the first until 7 days. 8 days are good for that.
From the ninth day of the cycle till the next 5 days, there are more chances of conceiving a girl.
Fantastic. We're giving recipes as well now. If you want a girl, this is the recipe. And if you want a boy?
For the boy, the rest of the productive days.
So, the 12th day, woman under the influences of her libido.
Okay.
So her study mind, the analytical mind, is also a bit flowing. So she's dreaming about romantic relationship. She is full of soft energy. She is listening the lyrics. It's poetry.
Okay.
It's flowers. So the sensitivity of the skin is growing. And also the body is producing special smell with the pheromones. Our perfumery industry now using the odor with the pheromones. It's the attractive smell to attract the partner. So our body is producing the substances by themselves.
Exactly like animals.
Exactly, yes. This is our biological nature. But we need to understand what is going on with us.
Mm-hmm.
So on the 12th day, the face is more shiny, the eyes are more shiny, and better even to reduce the quantity of perfume, because you can spoil the natural smell, and the perfume can have an unusual smell. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse.
On the 13th day, the female body produces a high level of estrogen, and so it is slowing down the production of the eggs. On the 14th day, the egg is emerging from the ovaries and starts its journey through the fallopian tube into the womb, where it's ready to be fertilized.
So conception has to take place between one's menstrual cycle and this day?
Yes.
This is Margaret Arjouz, and you're listening to the program Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva.
Day of ovulation, woman is more sexual, and it's the highest day of libido. The ovulation in this day is very high, so if you want to be pregnant, this is the best time. This day is also known for the chances to have twins.
Really?
Yes. But we need also to be conscious about this day is easier to get the infection because it's a day of complete openness. Even the mucus of the cervix is much liquidy.
On the 15th day, the body is ready for pregnancy.
So in the next 7-8 days, the preparation for the pregnancy will be there. The target of this activity of the progesterone is to convert very moody girl into the motherhood, concentrated, who will take care about the fetus and develop the new qualities in her character. Progesterone begin to prepare the mucus of the womb for the egg to be implanted. And after the 16 days, the level of progesterone begin to grow. In this day, we have a stronger appetite. And women sometimes complaining, they saying, I'm eating and eating and I cannot stop.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the influence of progesterone. In this day,
is it a good sign, a bad sign?
It's a
natural signal.
It's natural, but we have to be careful with the simple carbohydrates because during these days, it is very easy for women to put on weight. Why? Because our body need to be soft, need to protect the fetus, and it's collecting also the substances, the fat cells, in case the body can starve in the future. So it's a very natural biological process.
And if you keep on eating, you know, every month, on this day,
exactly.
Every month, it accumulates.
Definitely. So it's better to have, instead of, for example, pasta and bread, if you're eating this product every day, sweet cakes, it's better if you will eat just fruits to keep the sugar level high. Mm-hmm. It's better if you will have whole grain cereals like quinoa, buckwheat, brown rice, millet, and you will feel
satisfied.
Satisfied, yes. The appetite will be satisfied. But in the same time, you will not accumulate the mucus around your body. On the 7th day, the progesterone reducing the tonus and the peristaltic of our intestine. So
the peristaltic motion is the stool.
It's a stool, exactly. So this is the day when women can constipate it. So this is the day on the 7th day, 16th, 7th day. We need to eat some good quality fiber, beetroot, very good to have raw vegetables, salads. Again, I will repeat the whole grain carbohydrate cereal. Also very good to have yogurt. On the 18th day, the body is still collecting the substances and you can find in the blood higher than usual level of cholesterol and even the sign of autogenic fats. So autogenic, it's pathogenical fats.
Which is bad.
What is bad for
unhealthy.
Us? Yes.
So on that day, don't go and do your cholesterol test. Because
yes.
It's going to be high.
It will be higher. And in laboratory, the specialist who knows about that, they counted it.
They never ask you.
This level of cholesterol and pathological fats can actually affect the cardiovascular function. So in this day, 18th day, better not to overexert yourself. On the 19th day, the level of testosterone is still high, so the libido is still high, and especially in the morning. This is very inspirational time for the romantic expression.
Encounters.
So 20th day, the yellow body producing high level of progesterone and the egg is traveling through the fallopian tube to the womb. In this day, the egg is not fertile anymore, so it's closed. It's the time not dangerous for the sexual relationship.
So if you're practicing the safe period method,
yes,
then that's the right day.
Exactly, the calendar method.
Mm-hmm.
21st and the 22nd day, the metabolism is slowing down and progesterone influencing us like antidepressant. So we're becoming to be calm, not very much in the worried mood, not stressed. We are becoming to be more resistant for the arguments from our bosses or husband or the partner. And they sometimes, without understanding, they blaming you don't care. But this is the result of progesterone and from low slowing down the hormone activity.
We can really blame it all on hormones, can't we?
So, on the 23rd day, the process of lowering the estrogen and growing the progesterone can cause the problem with the colon, with the intestine. Especially if we add a lot of simple carbohydrates and sugars, sweets. So the sweat glands in our skin producing a lot of sweat. And this is the day usually when women using a lot of deodorants. So make sure your deodorant have no aluminium, have no harmful ingredients. But if it's natural, I will recommend some Vileda or Dr. Nonna brand to protect your skin, to protect yourself from the toxins.
Mm-hmm. Or use the best, nothing like I do.
The best is to have a shower regular and to have a natural soap and to refresh yourself with the tonic. You can mix just the water with the lemon skin oil. And you can put mint, you can put few drops of aroma oil, what you like. Put it in a spray and use it as a deodorant. It's very pleasant. On the 24th day, from the activity of progesterone, we are very sensitive for the ligament traumas. This is the days when yoga exercises have to be done quite carefully.
Uh-huh. This is why you suddenly feel a pain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. So 25th day, it's the day when a woman also producing quite a lot of smell with the pheromone. So it's quite attractive without knowing unconsciously. It's very attractive days for the men. 26, 27, 28, the most difficult days for woman and her close people. Because the level of hormones are in balance in this day.
Okay. So they're all over the place.
Not in balance. She is all over the place. It's a furious day. And in this day, she's oversensitive.
Stay away from your partner.
Yes. Stay away from your partner. Actually, in ancient tradition or in tribal tradition, women were sent to the special place where they was enjoying their own companies.
Incredible.
And
it's true, yes.
They was taking life easier.
Yes.
The level of prostaglandin in the blood is high, and the woman becoming to be oversensitive for her pain. So the breast becoming to be harder. Sometimes it's a time of a migraine. Sometimes it's a time of unpredictable and unexplainable worry. It's the time when a woman is in a bad mood. The man usually saying, what have I done? Nothing. So the good remedy in these days can be a sexual relationship and the chocolate. So go for chocolate, but it has to be natural chocolate, because if it's full of sugar or full of aspartame and it's a milk chocolate, so it will affect you badly. I would like to say in the end, a woman is made from the hormones and from the influence of the hormones, but it's not taking the responsibility from us to organize our mind, to organize our life, to be more easier in these days of more active hormones or more active the deficiency of the hormones.
That means we should take life in our hands.
We have to take responsibility for our mood. We need to learn how to meditate. We need to learn how to eat the right food, how to sleep in the right time and giving enough rest, how not to be bombarded by the stimulators like coffee and alcohol, cigarettes. So we need to forgive ourselves if we are too cold towards us, if we don't have a high sexual appetite, and mm-hmm. we doesn't need to feel guilt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same time, we need to encourage ourselves with the natural remedy, with the aroma oils, with the massages. So we need to take care about feminine side.
So in other words, Dr. Lydia, we are not to blame for our hormones fluctuations, but we are to blame if we don't eat the right food and do the right exercise.
Yes, we need to synchronize ourselves, and we can use many substances that can synchronize. Like what? Like sage, like thyme, like stingle nettle, like leafy green smoothies, like sugar-free sweets, regular exercises, and fresh air, and the rest. So we don't need to exhaust ourselves. We do not need to be in competition with the men at the offices, at the career, the mood at home, because our nature is different. Woman is water, so we need to keep this nature.
Yes, and let's embrace our nature.
We need to embrace our nature. And if we are not, we're paying by being sick, by being unhappy, and by being lonely.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. I just hope that you found today's program informative. And if you have any queries, then send an email to campusfm.um.edu.mt. And you can also listen to us on 103.7. That's Campus FM on Tuesday at 1:30, Wednesday at 10:30, and Saturday at 12:30. If you'd like to listen to us on the internet, click on www.MaltaUniversityBroadcasting.com. Until we meet again, this is Margaret Arjous, who would like to thank our recording engineer Samuel, and I leave you with this thought. From the bitterness of disease, man learns the sweetness of health.